This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tis time for us to fix things. That's what we're here to do, right? Yep. We're going to fix the universe. How about that for an assignment, ladies? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Yes, we're going to fix everything, and we're going to do it being ourselves, right? We're right here. Literally, what I want is to have folks listening pay attention to us. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Jennifer has the latest on the COVID outbreaks.
I guess.
Yeah, some good news, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the fabulous news.
So let's start with some good news, because I think we could all use it, and that is that coronavirus infections fell by 15% over the past week, which is continuing what the experts are calling a steady downward trend.
Remember what both the doctors associated with this program have said. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both say it has reached its apex and is on the downhill side, the other side of the curve.
Let's hope. So
Jack even said it's over. Which wow. It is kind of
strong words. He's right.
Yeah.
All right. The U.S. is averaging 41,700 new confirmed cases per day. That's down from 49,000 per day last week and 65,000 per day at the height of the summer outbreak. The pace of new infections fell in 20 states, and these are the states that we were really keeping an eye on over the last month or two. That includes Arizona, Florida, Texas, California, which is my state, has been a stubborn holdout. But finally, this week, there was a significant drop in negative cases. Is 31%. I think the reason for that, and maybe people don't realize outside of the state, is that we had a major testing and counting problem here in the state of California. They actually fired our state's health director because of it. She was the fall guy in this. And so the reason it looked like so many cases were testing positive over the last several weeks for us is because they were backlogged numbers that were being held back by the state. So I would actually add that in. Maybe they've considered that, but I would imagine that's why the number was going up in California, and they called it the stubborn holdout. I think it was because they were getting through the backlog. Now, obviously, there are things that can undermine this. You've got schools getting back into session. You have college campuses that are trying to figure out how to keep people from going to parties and mixing with each other. But so far, I think this is a little bit of good news. And it was kind of interesting yesterday, or actually earlier in the week, I think, the state of California did a press conference. Gavin Newsom talked about the twindemic. And so now it seems that I would imagine the rest of the country is going to hear about this. And, you know, it sounds scary, and I think that's what it's meant to, because I think there's just a lot of fear that's driving people right now. So the twindemic is the possibility that you might get the flu during flu season and the coronavirus.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of doctors talk about that. Yeah.
So twindemic is the latest thing. Now that we seem to see these cases of coronavirus going down, now the newest thing to be afraid of is a twindemic. And to answer that, California has adapted a new test that will be rolled out throughout the state, I think, by next month, by the end of September. And that is a test that will test you at the same time for coronavirus and the flu. So you can find out if you have
the CDC,
or the other or both.
Jennifer?
That's helpful, because so many people didn't know if they had the flu or if they had coronavirus earlier in this spring when this happened. So, because there is a test for flu A and flu B, but a lot of people, if you tested negative for the flu, then they knew you had COVID and vice versa. So that's actually helpful. I hope they do that in other states.
But the CDC says that if you don't have the symptoms, you don't need to be tested.
Well, that's pretty controversial.
It seems to fly right in the face of all this other stuff. I thought doctors were trying to push as hard as possible to get everybody tested.
It's so funny. In my experience, and I can only tell you personally what I've encountered, going through this with my family and with several of my colleagues, we were all told by not only our doctors, but by the contact tracers from the county of Los Angeles, where all the people that I know all got sick within the county of Los Angeles. So the contact tracer said, don't test again. In fact, they said, please don't test again, because what's happening is there's no way to distinguish multiple positive cases. So if you're someone who has it and tested positive for it and then tested again and tested again and tested again and you got positive results, you're being counted as four different cases instead of one person who's testing multiple times. And so I'm not kidding. The contact tracers that contacted both of my parents, the contact tracers that contacted my colleagues all said, don't get another test. Just wait until your symptoms go by, basically. And if you don't have symptoms, it's 14 days from when you were tested. So I think it's kind of interesting that the rest of the country has
adopted this. But that makes sense, though. But see, that what happened with in your case, that makes sense because you already know you have it. So ride it out and then, you know, and then don't get another positive to aid in the count. But what the CDC is now saying, which is very controversial, and a lot of people are saying it comes directly from the Trump administration because they don't want to inflate the numbers or whatever the reason would be. But the new guidelines are, and no one should get tested unless you have symptoms. But see, in New York and New Jersey, but there were plenty of people who tested positive who didn't have symptoms. You need to know who those people are so they're not around vulnerable people. I've been getting tested every week, and I've had all negatives, but if I turn up with a positive, even if I don't have symptoms, I need to know that so I'm not around my mom. So I totally disagree with the new CDC guidelines. What they told you is a different story, and I agree with that, but in this new guideline, I don't agree with this.
My doctor, just one more thing, just to put a cap on this. My doctor said, I don't really care if you get tested. He's like, we treat symptoms. So if you have the symptoms of COVID, that's what we're going to, we're treating your symptoms. Yeah. And so I was one of those people who got a negative. And he's like, don't even worry about the test. If you have symptoms, we treat your symptoms and that's it. I asked him for the antibody test this last week after going back and testing negative again. And he said, oh, that's not, there's no reason to have it. There's no reason to get the antibody test.
Yeah.
So there's just not a lot of doctor, at least my doctor, is saying that there's just not a lot of hope, I guess, or they don't hold a lot in testing. What they're doing right now is treating symptoms in patients.
So what about college campuses that are beginning to open up? Apparently,
we're going to be shut down soon.
Yeah, well, but again, understanding whether it's severe or not, classes haven't even started for the most part on campuses.
Some of them have. The problem is that they're having parties. And so until you can get kids to get it together and act like responsible people, it's not going to class that's giving them coronavirus. It's the fact that they're gathering together in their housing unit.
Well,
so the problem
you know
here
what?
Is, again,
put all the
not
sick
going
people
to school,
in one
it's about people
dormitory and let them cook. That's what I would
do. Well, that's what they're doing. Notre Dame, Notre Dame just isolated a bunch of people. They haven't sent their students home. They're just taking a break from school for 2 weeks.
Ohio State suspended 228 students for breaking the rules.
Syracuse had 200 and something students that they suspended too. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Right. But back to who?
University of Alabama, 550 students that they know of so far in one outbreak.
Who is in charge?
I mean, personal responsibility is what will save the day here. And unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people want to take that on.
Sort of combined food news and pandemic news. The Attorney General in New York is suing Hillendale Farms, an egg producer, for gouging its prices. The lawsuit was filed this week. This is one of the largest egg producers, by the way. This is a company that wholesales a lot of eggs, like there's a company called Turner up in Maine. They do the same thing. The lawsuit claims that the Ohio and Pennsylvania-based producer made about $4 million by illegally increasing its prices. See, I don't understand how they justify that. If the customer, I understand price gouging, but the way around this isn't to sue them. The way around it is to not buy the eggs that are overpriced because there are various gradient levels. I don't know. You know, we've seen grocery prices, not just eggs, but stuff in the stores, either it's not there or what is there has increased dramatically in the last, the prices has increased dramatically. Was it yesterday, the day before, we were talking about the prices seem to be going down now on most of these things except for hot dogs.
Well, I don't know, because I bought chicken at Wegmans yesterday and it went up by $1.30. For the same chicken that I've been buying all along, it's now $1.30 more. And beef that I ordered for my parents, that went up like $2, a little over $2. Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going on, if it's just Wegmans or if everyone else is seeing that increase, but I don't know.
You know what?
Some things have gone down, other things keep going
probably
up.
Probably shouldn't admit this. I don't look at the price on stuff. I just buy what I want to eat. I buy healthy stuff, and I don't go. I went to, there's a local, there's a well, this outfit has a store, but they're basically an orchard. And so I frequent them from this time of year till the end of the year because I want to buy apples that are fresh in the yard. And you can buy other things in the store, but then they're all expensive. But I want their apples because I don't want to buy store-bought apples when I can get them from an orchard that were just picked yesterday or today.
Well, I went to a farmer's market yesterday thinking that, you know, I was going to get all this wonderful produce. Nary a tomato or an avocado or a leaf of lettuce. The entire farm market was completely sold out. Not a single item.
They're cleaning up, man. The farms around here, farmer's markets, cleaning them right out. Because people, thank God, have finally realized because one of the good things, Jennifer, as you were saying earlier about this, is that people have realized the food supply doesn't come from the grocery store. You can buy food in the grocery store if they can get it from the people who grow it. And so if you can't, then you go back to the source. And that's what a lot of people have been doing, thank heavens, finding in. But they're also discovering that it costs real money to pay the farmer to grow really good food. And so that's the sort of, what's this all about, people will say. It's all about fair play for the farmer. Frankly, here's the clip of the day from the DJV show, Air Travel Down, our discussion about the airlines that have announced major employee layoffs. Even though I am fascinated with planes and airlines and stuff like that, everybody participates in this. Not great news if you are an airline employee that was hired after 1999 or 2000. That's the cutoff date for most of the airlines. Anyway, the discussion you can hear at djvshow.com. Plus, you can follow us all day, every day. The whole show repeats itself all day long at DJV website, djvshow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, a language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's B-A-B-B-E.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Whatever gets you through the night. All right, so that's Lennon's version of that tune, Mark David Chapman, the guy who gunned down John Lennon outside of his apartment in 1980, denied parole again. This is the 11th time this jerk has been before. What do they think? I mean, who's encouraging him to apply?
Every 2 years, I think, right? It comes up.
Is that normal? Do you have to? Are you automatically considered, or is somebody...
I think you're automatically considered.
Really?
Well, I don't see it, because if someone wants to stay in jail at the taxpayer dollar, it's not a hotel.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's...
Yeah. Right.
Think of it that way.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, this guy deserves to stay in there anyway.
Yeah.
The Board of Parole interviewed him. He's 65 years old now. That's mind-blowing. Isn't it? I mean, think about it. He was like...
I don't know how.
20,
I don't really know how old was he.
He was a 20-something year old at the time, 1981. Anyway, he is serving out his sentence at the Wendy Correctional Facility up in Alden, New York, that's near Buffalo. Next parole hearing is scheduled for 2 years from now. He pled guilty to shooting and killing Lennon on December 8th, 1980, after Lennon had autographed an album for him. Wow. He'd been planning the murder for months, he said. This guy's a psycho, like so many of these other, like these kids we're talking about that are shooting up Kenosha, or they go to wherever out in Portland. It's the same thing. Only this guy acted individually, but he's obviously, he's mentally incapacitated.
In 2018, I think it was, when he did his last parole hearing, Yoko has, she's not very well right now. Apparently she hasn't left her apartment. I don't know how much time she really has left, but she has gone to every single one of these parole hearings to ask that they not, you know, let him out.
Yeah.
But in 2018, he said that he was remorseful, but he said that he couldn't
found
stop
Jesus.
Himself. That, well, that's new, but back then he said that when he got the album, he waited for a long time to get John Lennon to sign the album for him, and then he went back later that day to go kill him at the Dakota. And he said in his mind, he was telling himself, all right, that's enough. You got him to sign the album. That's enough. And he was trying to talk himself out of killing him. And he said he couldn't, that he was in too deep was his, I mean, that's, you know, mental issues there, but it's horrible.
Anyway, you talk about Yoko Ono. She's raised concerns over some angry Beatles fans seeking retribution for Chapman's crime if he were to be released. That's an interesting angle on it, isn't it? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you let him out of jail, somebody's going to knock him off.
Yeah, you don't really think about it that way, but
no.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway. So, he needs to stay there. It's a horrible memory, that is. Wait. All right, next up, 26 after the hour, here on the DJB program. I'm interested in Yola Tengo, because I don't know who Yola Tengo is.
It's kind of an indie band. They're from Jersey. They've been around since, like, 1980 or 84 or something like that.
So what does that translate? Yola, it is I, it's the something... Yo is I, isn't it, in some of the Romance languages? Latengo would be sort of Hispanic.
Want.
What is it?
Tengo is want, I believe.
I want. So that's the name of the group, I want. Okay.
No, I think we're missing a word.
We are?
Yo la tengo. Maybe it's I want you? I don't know. I don't speak Spanish, I don't know. My mother was a snob. She would only speak French.
I think tengo was... Wait, I'm trying to think back. It's high school Spanish. I think tengo is not want. I think it's have. I have something. Yo tengo something or other. So what's the other word?
Yo la tengo.
Oh, I want her. It's feminine.
La. Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence formally accepting the Republican renomination as President Trump's partner during a visit to Baltimore's Fort McHenry on night 3 of the Republican National Convention.
The heroes who held this fort took their stand for life, liberty, freedom, and those ideals have defined our nation.
Before Pence addressed those gathered there, there were some nearby demonstrations as Trump supporters and protesters exchanged words and got into scuffles, prompting police to intervene. People in southeast Texas are breathing a big sigh of relief after Hurricane Laura spared Beaumont and Port Arthur as it made landfall as a Category 4 storm late last night. Laura did roar onshore with 150-mile-an-hour winds near tiny Cameron, Louisiana. Louisiana, about an hour east of the two Texas communities. And this is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is about to leave the Trump administration, saying she needs to spend more time on family matters. But last night, she spoke at the national convention and touted President Trump's record on hiring women to key roles in the administration. Conway telling the RNC that women's empowerment has never just been a slogan in her experience. Meanwhile, Conway did say everyday American heroes also have a champion in President Trump, as she cited teachers, small business owners, and veterans. Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire in light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA. An increased fencing is back up around the White House. Crews putting another new fence up ahead of President Trump's Republican National Convention speech that's scheduled for this evening. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way, and the way to keep it off. Check toploss.com to see how this program can be so right for you, as this program itself is so right for you. I hope that's why you're here. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug, Stefan, you're just a part of a big wheel. Jennifer and Victoria, a big wheel. It's called the DJV program. Lots of people belong to our family.
That's what I feel like sometimes.
spin.
Round and round we go. And where we stop, nobody knows. But we do work nicely together, if I do say so myself. So that's a good start. All right, inside the world of controversy, we have people in the Russian world who are maybe getting into the American world. I noticed that Mike Pompeo is trying to deal not with the election, but with the poisoning. Why, if it didn't happen here, why is he involved? I guess would be my question. Anybody want to take that?
That is
on?
A good question. But I would think if it's Russia poisoning one of their dissidents, America would probably want to know. We'd want to know. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The interesting thing was there does, I know maybe he's just been busy, I don't know, but there was a sort of a delayed reaction to this. After a few days of really no comment, Mike Pompeo did come forward and say that if it's warranted, then he has called for an investigation. If the reports prove accurate that Russia did actually poison this Alexei Navalny. And so he was airlifted from Russia to Germany on Saturday, rushed to a Berlin hospital. He fell ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow. He's lucky that he's in a German hospital. Mm-hmm. Angela Merkel is the one who made the statement saying, like, look, he's been poisoned and now they're going to protect him. So that's why I think Mike Pompeo has stepped in and said, you know, look, if this is real, then this needs to be investigated. He said Mr. Navalny's family and the Russian people deserve to see a full and transparent investigation.
All right. So, Victoria,
so we'll see what happens.
Is this going to be taken credibly given the rumors about the Russians and their involvement in the election of 2016 and they're still pushing around? Do you think people will take those two and put them together, even though they may not belong together? But you know how people are.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what we actually do.
Do you agree with me, though, that some people will say, well, what is he looking at that for?
Yeah, that we're being soft
Russians
on Russia.
Are dead.
Soft
right.
on Putin.
I think that
right.
if you guys believe that we're being soft on Russia, you should probably look at the output of the administration, because while President Trump has looked like he's trying to get along with Vladimir Putin, as he's done with multiple world leaders,
yeah,
the sanctions that have been thrown at Russia have been far more severe than any sanctions thrown at them in our past history, not just
but
with the Obama
But they're not more severe than the Chinese sanctions, right?
The sanctions on the Chinese with Hong Kong, I don't know how they stack up. I would imagine the ones on China are greater because their economy is greater. It's based on the economic size and impact. People think that Russia is all powerful. Their economy is the size of Italy, and their country is gigantic. So the Russians are not really doing all that well in the money department. So I don't know. I don't know.
Only Putin is making money.
Yeah, that the highest number of sanctions that have come out of an administration came out of the Trump administration. They also armed Ukraine. They also made deals that took away the importance of drilling in Russia so that we aren't dependent on them for oil and for other resources. And we've helped strengthen up the EU to do the same thing, to get away from Russia. So I don't know. I mean, I don't buy this stuff about us being in bed with the Russians, because I actually look at what's coming out.
Right.
And you got to look at the details before you make your decisions.
And that announcement paid for by the Trump for president.
Yeah.
Just like your announcement was paid for by the Biden for president campaign.
Not me.
You know what? It's fine. I know. But it's interesting to me how people diminish people that have opposing viewpoints by patting them on the head and saying, you're just a Trumper. Yeah. Well, maybe I actually
I get that constantly. Jen, I get it constantly.
You're just a Bidener.
Like Trump.
What is a Biden person called? A Bidener? Trumper is Trumper, but Bidener? Are you a Bidener? All right, I have an email. I have three emails, or a couple of emails from listeners and something that I posted on Facebook that I want to talk about. This is a note I got yesterday. I'm just going to read it, okay? California, this fellow lives in Los Angeles. As some of the Democratic primary candidates bragged last year, is the progressive model of the future. A once innovative, rich state that is now a civilization in near ruins. The nation should watch us this election year and learn about the possible future. After one of the primary debates in late 2019, I drove to San Francisco. On checking into the hotel, I was reminded by the hotel doorman of the city's protocols. 1. Do not park your car on the street, because it most surely will have its windows smashed, contents stolen, and the police will not respond. 2. Check the soles of your shoes before entering the hotel lobby to ensure that human feces or needle remnants are not on the bottom of your feet.
Yep.
3. Do not offer food, money, help if walking and you encounter a nearby homeless person. There are corridors all around the city, given the uncertainty and possibly violent reaction that such outreach might occur. As he warned me, I kept thinking of scenes in the Hitchcock film from San Francisco in the 1950s with streets that were clean and safe, with people polite and mannered. No doubt that world is written off now as racist and exploitive, by the morally superior San Francisco, who 60 years later have created their own wasteland, called it civilization. Once successful civilizations implode not only from moral laxity, debt, inflation, and luxury, but also from a sort of psychological stasis by which the bureaucracy would rather die in place than change and survive. That from a fellow who listens to this program, who lives in Los Angeles, I agree with that pretty much 100%.
Well, that Jen told us that last year. Yeah. Remember, Jen, you started telling us in San Francisco they were giving people poop maps and stuff.
They give
poop
unbelievable.
Maps.
Yeah, how as to like where to go and where not to go.
And this is the, and by the way,
it's so sad because it used to be one of our most.
Oh, it was a great city. Yeah, Nob Hill, rooms. Fabulous. From dropping down, go down to the Embarcadero. It just was a fabulous. Sit on the, just watch the ships. It just was a fabulous city. It's now like a.
And it doesn't have to be that way. People could actually like stand up and try to help. But you know, it's the biggest
thing. Movie,
really, it's
what was
one
the
of
movie
the
that
like
the
there's a lot
in San Andreas, which showed showed San Francisco in ruins. Okay.
But there's obviously a lot of political differences between, you know, what people stand for and how San Francisco is run. And we could talk and argue all day about the political policy. But the one single thing that should be considered apolitical is that the mental illness that is ruining these cities, and people just don't know what to do. The leadership says, well, we can't lock these people up. We can't do this. We can't do that. The real, truly, without talking about some of the political policies that are going on, the one thing that people should agree on is that it is unacceptable to have people living and dying on the streets. Mm-hmm. And it's unacceptable that we're letting this happen. And for, you know, everybody says, well, it's drugs, drugs, drugs. Okay. For some people, it is drugs.
Yeah.
But, for the most part, these people are mentally ill, and then they turn to drugs to try to fix it. And they just compound the problem.
How do you fix that problem, though?
I mean, people don't like what my fix is, but I believe that it's not even lock them up. It's put them into treatment programs.
Why? What's wrong with that
they can't
idea?
Leave.
That's a great idea.
People don't like it because you say, we can't take people and lock them up against their will, but it's the only humane thing to do. Because people who are not in their right mind are not making good decisions.
No, of course
they're
not.
And it's human nature. I mean, it's a human thing from when we were cavemen to seek shelter. And so when you find people who are actually running from shelter, who have been offered it and don't want it, you know that there's something going on and that they need help.
All right, here's another listener note.
We should give it to
after
them.
Listening to us. Somebody lives in Rhode Island. Here's the story of my day.
Calamari State.
Right.
That's right.
That still cracks me up.
We were talking about women, and it seems to me, I've forgotten the reference, wasn't it? It may have even been in the last hour. We were talking about women. This just came. Anyway, here's the story of my life. This is a lady whose last name is Morgan, and I can't see what her first name
is.
Anyway.
Does she want to be named here?
Well, if I didn't give her first name, maybe nobody knows. At 5 a.m., I wake up and get on the treadmill. At 6, I get myself, my son, and my daughter ready for school. I help my husband get his lunch and hope to get out the door by 7 o'clock to get my children to daycare. By 7:15, I start my drive to work. I go through Starbucks drive-thru, get pastry and coffee. I work for a company in the city from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. During my lunch break, I go to the dry cleaner. I pick up groceries, run errands because I can't get that stuff done after work. Then I pick up a lunch or a packed lunch, eat it at my desk once I get back to the desk at 1 o'clock. At 3, my husband gets off work. He picks up the children from daycare, so my phone is ringing all the time with them until I get off at 5. I race home, I play with the children while I'm cooking dinner and doing the laundry, I get them in bed by 9, spend time with my husband till 10, I go to bed, and I wake up
rinse
the next morning and goes all the way. Yeah.
That's
a very
typical story. Of
that's why I'm telling
you.
Yeah, right. And I don't know how much credit, if that's what it is. I'm not sure what the right word is, but I don't know. You know, there are a lot of people in life that are busy. My day starts in the 5 o'clock hour, and I'm usually, last night I was at it at 11 still. But that's me, and I made a choice. Sometimes these folks don't have a choice. I think that's the difference in underscoring how busy one may be. Jennifer, you're up with the crows earlier than the crows.
The crows?
Yeah.
I'm up at 3.
Yeah.
The crows are still sleeping. They look at me like, why are you turning the lights on?
Right, exactly. All right. So here's one other thing that I posted, and I thought it was kind of cute, and I'll spend a minute on this with you. My question that I posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, what did you do as a child that would be considered dangerous today? Well, you wouldn't believe the number of comments that I got. It's the most comments I've gotten that I can remember for anything that I've posted. All kinds of things. Here's a woman who says, a huge hill skateboarding with no safety. Here's a lady named Charlene. Walked barefoot everywhere all summer long. Marilyn says, let me count the ways. By the way, most of the people who replied to this were women. Is that, do you think that's probably, there were 54 comments to this. They were all kind of cute, actually. I was happy that I posted, but I didn't expect to get that many comments. If I were to say that to you.
What was your answer?
What I do as a child would be considered dangerous today?
Yeah.
Driving a tractor at 9? It probably would be my answer to that and one of the many.
Yeah, that's
what about
up
you?
On a farm, though.
Yeah. What about you, Jennifer? What would you, when you think about what you did as a child that would be considered dangerous? And this is all aimed at sort of the politically correct angle, as you can
probably tell. Other than probably, like, I don't know, my parents put me in a playpen, which I know is not allowed anymore. And I had a lot of toys with probably.
You can't use a playpen? You can't use a playpen?
No, playpens, no. They're considered little infant jails. Yeah. People think
what?
They're bad. Yeah, nobody's allowed to use a playpen anymore.
Where'd that come from? I never heard that before. Really?
Playpens are whoop. Nope. They have like pack and plays now, but they don't have walls around them because they don't want your kid to feel like they're jailed. Most ridiculous.
Good God. All right, Victoria.
I was a real nerd, and I didn't really do things
that
were
dangerous. You still are, kinda. All right. Thanks. What about? Yep. What about you, Victoria?
I'm okay with it.
She's kind of new.
I was such a tomboy that I probably everything I did on a daily basis would get me killed now. Skateboarding, climbing trees, barefoot everywhere, you know, probably being out in the ocean way too long and without a lifeguard. Yeah, probably everything that I did as a kid, someone was watching over me and making sure I didn't die.
Well, it's food for thought, though. All of us can think about. And the reason
I don't know if I was ever in a baby prison. I don't know.
Put that out there.
I was, right?
Megan and Brendan were in baby prisons, and they're okay. I never even heard him referred to as that. I was trying to think of Miles was. I don't remember seeing a crib or anything like that.
It's really hard
to
find.
Well, he was in a crib when he was a baby, sleeping, but I don't remember him being in a playpen like that.
I don't know. At any rate, it's just the thing of the 80s, I guess, right?
I post this stuff because I want people to look at it and think, all right, what is my answer to the question? So all of you who are listening, what's the answer? What'd you do as a child that would be considered dangerous today? You can answer just rhetorically, or if you want to post it, go ahead. It's at facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The COVID saliva test, which was approved by the FDA, is the most recent podcast, or at least part of the focus of our most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I will guarantee you, though, if you're a devotee of our weekend show, Good Day Health, we're going to be steering away from COVID. That's all we've talked about for the past 3 or 4 months, which is appropriate. But Dr. Ken does so much work.
A reliable source with real information.
Yeah,
I would probably encourage you to at least have something there because people don't know where to turn to.
We'll have that stuff still. There are other things going on that Ken is researching, and you got to, pay some attention to it.
Sure, yeah.
At any rate, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, 10 before the hour.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen. Sometimes I refer to myself as Dr. Doug, here with a focus on questions that are being asked by people. Here's one about births, preterm birth, and what that does for people, the youngster, not for the mother, but for the children that are born. And what's the definition of preterm? Ken, was it before 6 months or what, 6, 7 months?
Right. In this study, normally it's 40 weeks. I guess you could say anything before 40 weeks. But in this study, especially before 7 months, what was a big issue is out of the British Medical Journal that women who give birth to preterm babies have a higher risk for developing health problems themselves and dying from them about a decade after delivery. And these were especially women who delivered under 28 weeks.
Back to COVID, which is still in everybody's mind. There's information around, floating around, that suggests a lot of people in America and elsewhere around the world don't really understand the information that's coming from the authorities, whether it's the government, whether it's their doctor, whether it's listening to you. I mean, I think you do your best to explain all of this stuff, but we all know that doctors have their own jargon, starting with how they write prescriptions that you can't read. But, and I had this experience this week. I had a guy, a bone density guy, looking and feeling in my body and reporting, you know, what he felt in each finger. And it was language I never heard, but I didn't understand what he was talking about. So do you think that's true with everything that comes from the doctor, unless you really spell it out? And is COVID-19 information also in that category?
Well, I think the popularity of you and us doing this for decades is part of what you're describing right now. You know, I like to kid with my patients that they send us away for 10 years to learn a language so no one can understand us doctors. You have to be careful, and as a physician, know your audience and make sure that people are understanding, and sometimes even a question or two to your patient to confirm that people are understanding, but this is a problem in medical communication, regardless of what it is. I think what is added to the COVID is that there's, unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there, so that people are hearing conflicting messages, especially in the media, and this is confusing people and making it so they don't know what to believe. That's what I think is unique to COVID.
Right. Now, a question, practical question about, I've traveled this week, been on an airplane, been in airports, been in public restrooms, and the thought occurred to me, when you flush, you know, there's that business we learned early on that the COVID sticks to things. Like I went to the dentist and they didn't want to clean my teeth because of the things, the particles that come when they spray stuff into your mouth. And does the COVID attach itself to those particles? So is it dangerous to go into a public restroom?
Is it dangerous to go into a public
restroom? Because when you flush the toilet...
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I'm not aware of anybody who has gotten COVID from after flushing a toilet. You know, there's some speculation that it's oral fecal, because you'd have to say that it's oral fecal and then it gets in the toilet and then it aerosolizes from the toilet.
Right.
My understanding, and I follow this from the beginning, is that most of COVID is aerosolized when people cough, sneeze, or talk, and then it gets into the air, and then most of it comes into us through breathing. The receptor for the virus is in the nose. 90% of us receive it through the nose, although you can get it through the eyes or the mouth. But that's how I think most people will get COVID, aerosolization, breathe it in through their nose and get it.
So, with that thinking, my reference to the dentist, should people not go to the dentist now because your mouth is open and whatever's
right
in there?
Well, that is an interesting, unbelievably big debate, because the World Health Organization this week recommended that routine preventive dentistry be put off for now. And the American Dental Association came out and strongly disagrees.
Yeah, who agrees with the World Health Organization?
Let me tell you, personally, I'm still going to the dentist.
Me too.
It depends on the dentist. It depends on what they're, you know, how aggressive they are. And, you know, they're all masked up. And maybe to reassure you, maybe go a little earlier in the day.
Yeah. All right. That's an interesting thought. All right. Answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.